stood unified in their goal to unseat President Trump from the White House, but there's much they disagree on. They highlighted their philosophical differences in a Thursday night debate. At the same time as the debate, President Trump, speaking at the 2019 House Republican Conference member retreat dinner, says that he can't believe Senator Elizabeth Warren is in serious contention against former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
I hit Pocahontas way too early. I thought she was gone. She's emerged from the ashes. And now it looks like she could beat Sleepy Joe. He's fallen asleep. He has no idea what the hell he's doing or saying.
The debate stage is an opportunity to establish more dominance in the polls to close the lead that frontrunner Vice President Joe Biden has. U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders trail behind Biden, also on the debate stage, for California Senator Kamala Harris, former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, former U.S. House Secretary Julian Castro, and entrepreneur Andrew Yang. The United States is moving ahead with millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine's military money that had until now been held up by the White House. White House officials Thursday confirmed the release of $250 million in funding from the Pentagon, another $141 million in financial assistance from the State Department. This is shortly before lawmakers were set to admonish the administration for the delay again. The United States moving ahead with millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine's military. This is money that had until now been held up by the White House. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China on Thursday extended the latest gesture of goodwill in the ongoing trade dispute with the United States as the world's two largest economies prepare for high-level trade talks. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman said that China was looking into purchasing U.S. agricultural goods such as pork and soybeans. Meanwhile, President Trump says that he's delaying tariffs on Chinese goods as a birthday present to China's president.
We gave them a two-week in honor of President Xi. We gave them a two-week reprieve. And so we'll be doing the tariffs on October 15th instead of October 5th. Or first.
Mid-level negotiators plan to meet later this month to prepare for the first high-level trade talks. The discussions are set to open next month in Washington. The House Foreign Affairs Committee has issued a subpoena to the Trump administration's envoy to the U.S. Taliban talks, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Days after President Trump said he canceled negotiations with the Taliban, lawmakers have subpoenaed former Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, demanding that he testify at an open congressional hearing next week. The committee chairman, New York Democrat Elliot Engel, says the Trump administration's keeping the American people and Congress in the dark about these Taliban negotiations aimed at reaching a peace plan and getting U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. Engel says he hasn't been getting answers from the Trump administration, so it's time to hear directly from the point person on Afghanistan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Climate change activists are planning to disrupt flights Friday at Britain's Heathrow Airport by flying drones close to Europe's busiest travel hub. British police on Thursday arrested five members of the environmental group Heathrow Pause in an attempt to thwart that protest. But the group said it has at least 70 more drone pilots at the ready, and the action will carry on exactly as planned. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres launched a new initiative Thursday to protect religious sites around the world.
The new initiative comes in the aftermath of increased attacks on mosques, churches, and synagogues, as well as escalating rhetoric centered around religion. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters the action plan will provide recommendations to help countries ensure the safety of houses of worship and those practicing their faith in them. He also hopes to promote compassion and tolerance.
Religious sites are powerful symbols of our collective conscientiousness. When people are attacked because of their religion or beliefs, all of society is diminished. Houses of worship around the world must be safe havens for reflection and peace.
That's VOA's Mark Rubashier reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best.